You to please get your Bibles as we turn today to the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3, as we see what God's will is for our lives. And when the word of God comes, we want to have receptive hearts. Amen. We want to say, "Speak to me, Lord." Amen. Because we want to be pleasing in God's sight. Amen. Can't make anyone else do what God says, but we sure can do what God says as an individual with God's help. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 reads, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. We thank God for the reading of those verses, and God has given me to preach this morning from this subject, my new mind. My new mind. We thank God for his word. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for salvation. As we look at this verse 1 again, it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. If you are saved, if your testimony is that you've been born again, if you have been raised from the dead and have eternal life, the Bible says, seek those things which are above. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. If we are born again, then Christ wants us to know that our thoughts, our minds need to be on heavenly things. We live in a world where there's a lot of trouble all around us. But as we know, keeping our hearts and mind on those things brings disturbance in our lives. It causes you to be unsettled. And if you're not watchful, it will bring fear in your hearts. But as people of God, who are God's children, who have the protection of God, we know we're going to see these things, but God does not want us to dwell on those things, because worry will not change it. Talking about how terrible it is, and it is, but that's not going to change it. What it's doing is just reinforcing the evil that we see. God wants us as his people to seek those things which are above. Verse 2 will help us to get a little better understanding of this, hopefully. It says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Set your affections. God wants you to set your mind. He wants you to put your thinking on things above and not on things on the earth. In other words, we see it, we can charge it to God, but we're not going to dwell on it. We're going to think about Jesus. We're going to think about what he's done for us. We're going to think about how one day we were in that same bowl of evil, but Jesus delivered us. We're going to think about that I was a sinner, but thank God I've been set free. We're going to think about that I was on my way to the lake of fire, but thank God I'm now on my way to heaven. We're going to think about what Jesus has done for us, and we're going to remember that he warned us in his word that there would be trouble. Amen. But many are the affliction of the righteous, but he delivereth us out of them all. This is how God wants us to think as people of God. He wants us to think beyond where we are. Yes, this is not our home. He wants us to think about our heavenly home. He wants us to think about soon we will be done with the troubles of this world. He wants us to think about that even though I'm in this world where there's trouble, he is with me and he promised he would never leave me. God wants us to think about where we are being tested on every hand. We are being tried. But God wants us to know that with every test and every trial that comes our way, God has a way of escape for every one of us. And this is what God wants us to do. God wants us to keep our minds on him where he will give us perfect peace. We're living in perilous times. And as I look at the news, I saw captioned with the killings that happen overseas and France and other places, somebody say, how do you defeat them? Well, the answer is God. That's how we defeat them. God has to do it. See, we don't know the governments of the world. They don't know where the enemy is. Amen. They're finding them one by one, but God knows where every one of them is. God knows what their plans are. Amen. And God can defeat them. He can cause the plans that they're making. He can cause them to be used against them. Our answer is God. That's where our solution is. It's God. He wants us to think about our Heavenly Father who promised us that he will supply all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If we need protection, God will supply it. If we need food, God will supply it. If we need shelter, God will supply it. If we need peace of mind, God will supply it. If we need our enemies to leave us alone, God will supply it. Our answer is in God. But you got to keep your mind. Got to keep your mind on the Lord. You got to keep your mind on what he's left us in his word through scriptures. And this is why the word of God teaches us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Saints, we feast off God's word every day. Just like you need natural food to live and have a healthy life, you need spiritual food, the word of God, to have a strong life. A life that will not be doubtful when the devil comes. A mind where we can look to God knowing that if God said he's going to help us, God will help us. Got to keep your mind on the Lord. You know, I think about the mind. The mind, well, there was an expression that says it's a terrible thing to lose. What is that, a terrible thing? Waste? Well, I lose it too. It's waste. Let's talk about the mind for a little while. The mind, if it's not controlled, it'll make you sick. Some people, they get a pain and they get on the computer and they start looking. And then they get it, and then they tell you all these terrible things. And if you are not watchful and prayerful, your mind will tell you you got it. And then you start getting the symptoms, and you start having a pity party, and you start, oh, yeah, that's exactly where it is. your mind will cause you to hyperventilate. Amen. You start, because you done got what you read. That's not how God wants us to live. Amen. Yes, you will have aches and pains in your body, but it doesn't mean you got a disease that's going to kill you. Amen. And some folks just get everything. Amen. I got this, and I got that, and you got whatever. You know, sometimes what the doctors say, you better pray about it, because they've diagnosed cancer on some folks and they didn't have it, and treated them for cancer. But when their mind, when your mind accepts something, then you're in a bad fix. And as I reward, if I warn you from time to time, when the devil attacks us, he likes to attack your mind. He wants you to doubt God. He wants you to think because you're having trouble, you're not a child of God. He wants you to think that because you didn't jump and shout, you must not be saved. Amen. See that's what the devil wants. So he brings doubts to your mind. And this is why God is telling us that we can't do that. We can't listen to what the devil says. That's why God has left his word. Amen. And if we get in the word of God, God's word will defeat the devil. God's word will help us to know that we can call on God, that pain that was there. Amen. We can pray for ourselves. Say, God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on me. Lord, take it away. You know, if we went to the doctors for every pain we got, we'd be like the lady who had an issue of blood. She spent all her money on the doctors, and she still didn't get well. We have the solution. We have the answer. God is our answer. God will help you. Put your minds on God. Let God take care of you. We're God's people. God loves us. God loves you. And God can fix anything. Amen. He can fix it for you. But you got to have faith in him. And when you let the devil talk to your mind, your faith is not where it needs to be. Amen. The devil is a discourager. The devil is a liar. Can I get an amen? God says, set your affections on things above. We have to remember, we live by faith and not by sight. Amen. I remember I went to the doctor, and the doctor tried to put me on cholesterol medicine. And so I didn't take it. I said that I trust in God. So the doctor took that off my list of medicine. Because I said, God, help me to eat right. Amen. Show me how to do this, God. And God did it. Amen. God will bring your cholesterol in control. Amen. See all these medicines they passing out? You know, it defeats. The doctors don't even know what they're giving you. Man. And they don't know as much about the medicine as the pharmacists. Amen. But they give you this medicine, and it defeats this medicine. You know, when I look at the medicines that are advertised on television, it takes more time to tell you the side effects than it tells you what's going the medicine going to help you with. Have y'all noticed that? And the side effects is worse than what you, the one thing you're trying to help, and they say, well, it may cause heart attack, it may cause high blood pressure, it may cause this, and it may cause that, and it may cause, but they talk fast. It may cause this, blah, 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 blah. Put your mind on the Lord. Realize that as you get older, there are some changes going to take place in your body, but God can fix it. Can I get an amen? God can fix it. You know, I think about people who go to the doctor and the doctor give them medicine to try to help them. And then what they do, they take the medicine, but they don't change their eating habits. and the doctor keep trying to bring your diabetes under control, and you're eating bread, and you're eating this, and you're eating all of that. But I'm taking my medicine. It's not doing any good. So you go back to the doctor. He can't understand why what you're taking is not helping you. So he ups it and keep upping it, and you don't change. Put your mind on the Lord. Say, God, help me. Put your affections on things above. And realize that when we trust God, when we do what's right, God will help us. Amen. A little detour, but the mind. That mind, it'll play tricks on you. Amen. The mind will tell you you can't get up out of the chair. And if you accept it, you won't be able to get up out of the chair. You sit there. God, in the name of Jesus, help me. That's what we do. Fight the devil. Can I get an amen? Lord, help me. Nothing was wrong with you. Just the devil has gotten there, and you listen to what the devil said because you had some aches and pain, and he tell you you can't get up. You can get up. Amen. Because you got aches and pains. All of us have aches and pains. Keep living. Keep living. You're going to have it, but my God will help us go through with the pain. Put your affection on things above. Think about how many times people have wasted time when they could be praying and talking to the Lord on the internet trying to figure out why this pain. I never had that pain before. It must be something. Well, as I said, keep living. You're going to have pains you never had before. Let me tell you what else about them. They won't leave like they used to either. They stay with you. So what do? We learn how to live with them. Say, God, help me. Amen. And if you have faith in God, God will help you. Can I get an amen? It's affection on things above. These things will take over. Take over. And that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to doubt God. The devil wants you so concerned about your health that you don't even think about your spiritual man. Amen. Remember now, one day we got to leave here. And we're going to have a new glorified body one day. Won't even have to deal with any of these things. Can I get an amen? So God says, put your thinking. That's what your mind, that's where your thinking, your understanding gets in your mind. God says, put your mind, your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen. Who controls this earth? God does. This is his world. Amen. He controls the hearts and the mind of man. Amen. Put your thoughts on God. Amen. How wonderful he is. Amen. How many times he's helped you. How many times he's delivered you from dangers seen and unseen. And some dangers we see, but God delivers us. And we can say, Lord, I thank you. Think about all the times that God has provided for you. Amen. Think about when somebody said it couldn't be done, but God did it anyway. Amen. This is what God wants us to do. Think about the good things. And God is a great God. And he keeps on doing great and wonderful things for us. All right, so my new mind. Let's look at Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Romans, the 12th chapter. And I'm reading verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The word of God is telling us, his people, don't be conformed to this world. In other words, we don't pattern our lives after the ways of the world. See, we get it and watch these people, and they're telling you how to live, and they're not saved. Amen. They're not saved. Sometimes you buy books of these authors. They're not saved. They don't know Jesus. They're telling you things God tells us that we should not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. God has given us a book of holiness. And if we want the right way to live and to treat people in this world, you go to the Bible. Amen. See, we don't know about people. Some folks, they get high to write. They say that the marijuana or whatever, it caused their mind to be creative. Mind. Hear what I said? Cause their mind. That stuff affects their mind, and they say they're creative. Well, God's word is holy. It's a book of truth. Amen. And God, when God wrote the Bible, since he's a holy God, all he can do is speak righteousness and truth and holiness. Can I get an amen? So he said, don't be conformed to this world. And what I'm seeing in the church today, we're seeing a lot of worldly things coming into the church. If the saints of old could come and see some of the things that's happening in the church, they'd say, God, take me back. Take me back. I don't want to see this, because things that we were taught that were wrong, now all of a sudden it's right. Amen. It's right. You know, folks are drinking a little wine now. And the Bible tells us to stay away from that. Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. It affects your mind. Man, see, God's word will help us if we listen. Amen. And then it got all this dancing in the church. Amen. And it's all right if you dance under the unction of the power of the Holy Ghost. Because when you dance, true dancing under the power of the Holy Ghost, you're not worried about a fancy step. Because sometimes dancing under the power of the Holy Ghost is just that. It's just that. You're not pretty. Sometimes you look at them, you know, everybody got their steps. Then they wait until they get a quiet moment, and they come out and they take the floor. That's what they do on the dance floor in the world. Now, y'all in the world, y'all know about that. Get somebody going to show them this is how it's done. Well, it seems like some of the same things is happening in the church. Amen. Amen. Come on, dance like David danced. David didn't dance like what I see in the churches. Amen. David danced wasn't pretty, because his wife was upset with him. Come on, you the king out there with the commoners. Amen. When you move under the power of the Holy Ghost, you're not worried about folks. You're glorifying God. God doesn't want us to be conformed to the world. You know, years ago, the Son of Man used to come and sit in the back of the church and try to learn how church folk. Now it looks like we're sitting in the back of the club and trying to bring it to the church. God says, don't be conformed. God changed us. Well, look what he said. He said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transform means to be changed. And we need to understand that it's God who does the change. Can I get an amen? Amen. Renewing of your mind. The subject is my new mind. We got a new mind now. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So now we have a new way of thinking. A new way of thinking. I'm not concerned about where the party is. I'm not that concerned about what R&B group is coming to town. I'm not concerned about going to the liquor store and getting my spirits. I'm not concerned about getting my beer and whatever I get, so when the football season starts, I can sit right there and just have everything at my hand. No, we're not concerned about that if we were concerned about it at any time, because those things are not characteristics of a child of God. Amen. God says, be changed. Amen. I know some churches, when the Super Bowl is on, they have the TV in church, and the men come and sit down and watch Super Bowl. Amen. That's not what God designed. He said his church should be a house of prayer. That's what the Bible says, should be a house of prayer. I'm not saying anything wrong if you want to watch the Super Bowl, but watch it at home. Amen. Don't bring the television to the church. Amen. And they'll show up for that. But when you tell them Bible study on Tuesday nights, everybody's got something to do. Amen. They don't have time to sit down and hear what God says. But when you want to have fun, and that's what looks like is happening in the church. Folks are there to have fun. But God tells us in his word that we should be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifices of food. That's what the Bible says. I only know what God tells us in his word, but I know this is right. It's right. Well, folks say, well, if you stay in that old mold and God's not going to, you know, your church won't grow. You don't know that. God is the one that grows churches. Amen. What my concern is about the ones that's here, that they are saved. The ones who come here, that they know that they're saved. They know that Jesus is their Savior. They know that they are ready to die. They know that when Jesus comes, they'll be glad. They know when Jesus comes on the clouds, if we're yet here, we're going to meet him in the midair. That's what's important. Because the pleasures of this world is for a season. We're trying to build you up in something that is eternal. We want you to meet Jesus. We want you to know that you're saved. We don't want hypocrites in the church. Because hypocrites are liars. Amen. Liars don't go to heaven. Amen. We want you to be people of truth. We want you to accept what God has done for you. God is the one that made you holy. God is the one that separated you. God is the one that called you out of sin. God is a righteous God, and he knows what he's doing. And what God has done is good. So God says you got to renew your mind. You don't think the same way you used to think. Amen. You don't curse people out anymore. You don't plot how you're going to get even with them anymore. You don't threaten folks anymore. That's all right. Better watch your back. Because you don't know who you mess with. You better ask somebody about me. You don't mess with me. Children of God don't say that. Amen. That's what you used to do. But if you are saved, if you be risen from Christ, you got a new mind. Amen. We take what folks give us. And we charge it to God. Then somebody's going to say, well, that's weak. It's not weak. It takes strength. Anybody can run off at the mouth. Anyone can say terrible, evil things to folks. Anyone can mistreat people. But it takes God in you to treat people right when they've mistreated you. It takes God in you to not talk about folks when you know stuff that will make them cry. It takes the Holy Ghost in you. And that's what God is telling us, that we have a new way of thinking now. And even though it looks like we're being taken advantage of, but let me tell you what, sometimes we are. Sometimes we are. Or sometimes folks come and they come with a convincing lie, and we ask them for help, and we help them. But let me tell you what. You can't be God-given. Do it and charge it to God, and don't let the devil tell you, yeah, they made a fool of you. No, no, no. They don't. No one can make a fool of a child of God when we do what God says. And this is why they can't make a fool of us, because God's way is not our way. Amen. Man would never turn another cheek to a man that hit him. If somebody hit him, the fight's on. But God says turn the other cheek. So when you do what God says, God is pleased, and God will fight for you. Can I get an amen? And you don't have to have regrets about doing what's right, because you have a new mind. Thank God for the mind that God has given us. The renewing of your mind, that you may prove, display, show, demonstrate what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Remember this. We need to remember this. God saved us, first of all, because he wanted to. But then God saved us to bring glory to his name. And the only way we're going to bring glory to God's name is to do what God says in his word. We got to remember that I have a new mind. I don't operate the way I used to operate. Amen. I have a new way of thinking. And I can do what God says I can do because God has given me the power to do it. God has sent the Holy Ghost, who abides on the inside, who will never leave us, who is always there to bring to our minds what the Word of God says and to help us do what God says. And the Word of God teaches you and me that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So I can turn the other cheek. I can have somebody to chew me up one side and down the other, and I hold my peace. I can know something evil about someone and not tell it. Because if I tell it, it's going to tear them down. It's going to hurt them. It's going to make them go home and cry. Well, with the new mind that I have, God teaches us that we are to build up and not tear down. We don't have to worry about what folks have done to us because God takes care of that. The Bible says it's better to be in the depth of the sea with a millstone around your neck than to offend one of God's children. In other words, that lets us know God fights for us. But you got to remember that. You got to keep your mind, because see, the devil likes to catch you by surprise. He wants to catch you by surprise. He wants to act up on you. You know, sometimes you're driving and folks impatient, and then what they'll do, they'll come and they'll cut around you and then cut right back in on you real quickly to try to get you upset. Well, all you got to do is just take your foot off the gas and fall back. Let them go on about their business. Amen. Sometimes you sit at the traffic light and the light has changed green and they sitting up there texting, just be patient. Man, don't start blowing your horn because sometimes they won't go for sure. Or they'll pull off and stop so you can run into the back of it. All right, we got to keep our minds. See, now the old you would have said, well, it'd have been on. No, you're a new you now. If you're risen with Christ, you let God fight your battle. Can I get an amen? We must understand that as people of God, we are no longer our own. We are bought with a price. We have to live as God says live. And we who are God's children, we are controlled by the Spirit of God. Because we got to do what is good in the eyes of God and man. We have to do what is acceptable, what is pleasing to God. Remember now, our goal as children of God is to please God. Too many folks are trying to please people. We can't please people before pleasing God. If you please God, that's the most important thing you can do. And if you do what God says, folks who mean right, they'll be pleased. Because you can't please the devil's children, you know that. I hope you know that. You got to do what God says. And when you do what God says, God will take care of the devil's children. Amen. Yeah, they're going to talk about you, and they're going to lie on you. They're going to do all those things. But let me tell you, we're in good company. They talked about Jesus. They lied on Jesus. But Jesus kept on doing what God said. And we have the power of the Holy Ghost in us, and we can keep on doing what God said. The Holy Ghost gives us power to do what God says. Folks want to be a wonder. Jesus is the wonder. Amen. Don't you go down the St. John River and think you're going to walk across from the east bank to the west bank. You're going to sink. Amen. That's what Jesus just wants you to live right. He doesn't want you to walk on water. No, he wants you to do what's right in the eyes of God and man so that people can know that there are folks who are living right. And when Christ is in you, you live right. Say, good, acceptable, and perfect will, complete will, the way God wants us to live in this evil world. Will of God. It's what God wants is what matters in our lives. And we need to keep that in mind. We have a new way of thinking. Amen. All right, let's look at Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Let's go to that. I want us to continue to look at this. A new way of thinking. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 23rd verse says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. God is telling us, he's telling us, we got to put it in our minds, saints. We got to keep it in our minds. Let me put it that way. You got to keep it in your mind. Amen. You got to keep the word of God in the forefront of your mind. And then we got to remember that the word of God is how we live. Folks who are holy, we live by God's word. The Holy Ghost does not speak of himself. It speaks of the Christ and the word of God. Can I get an amen? The Holy Ghost will help us do what God says. So be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. We have been changed by God. The new man. The saved man. The person who is born again. The person who the Holy Ghost is living on the inside. The person that God, Jesus, made new. After you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness, we don't live like we used to live. We live righteously now. In other words, we do what's right in the eyes of God. What is right? Doing what God says in his word. And true holiness. Holy means a separated life. We are separated. God separated us. The Bible says he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. God is the one that separated us. Jesus prayed that the Father would not take us out of the world, but that he would keep us from evil. We live here, but we don't do the evil that the folks who are not the children of God do. God has given us a new mind, and we can live a righteous life in this world when the devil's children say you can't do it, and we know that the devil is a liar, his children are liars. If God says, be ye holy, if God says that we can live a holy life, then we can live a holy life because God is the God of truth. And God is the one whose spirit is in us who will help us live a holy life. You can't live a holy life unless you're holy. Can't live holy unless you have the Holy Ghost in you. Amen. And God, when he saved us, he gave us his spirit. The Bible said we're sealed. We're sealed. He sealed it until the day of redemption. God didn't leave us unprotected. The Lord knew that we needed a power greater than what we have, and he came to live in us. And God is greater than the devil because the scripture says greater is he that is in you. That's for the people of God. Than he that is in the world. The spirit that's in the world is the devil's spirit. The spirit that's in the people of God is the Holy Ghost, who is the Spirit of God. And God is greater because God has all power in heaven and earth and beneath the earth. Can I get an amen? And if you have God, we can do this. You just have to have a made-up mind. You got to have your mind made up. Can I get an amen? See, the devil's going to tell you can't live, do, but you know the devil tell lies. If God says we can do it, we do it because he helps us. Oh, I thank God for the new mind. We want to do. We are good people. Don't let somebody embarrass you because you're goody two-shoes. They could have said something wasn't true. God made us good, didn't he? We have been grafted into a good tree. And the good tree produces good fruit. The Bible says, Jesus says, I am the vine and ye are the branches. Amen. The branches come off from the vine. And the branches need the nutriment. Needs to be nurtured through the branches need to be nurtured through the vine. So when you water, you got a peace lily. Y'all had peace lilies. Peace lilies will let you know when they need water. Amen. Those things will just almost get on the floor. But you go there and put some water in it, Now, you didn't take a syringe and put water in every leaf. You put water where it would get to the roots. And when you put water in that plant, you come back later on after you've watered that thing. The water, the way God has designed, that water has come up out of the soil, through the roots, up into every leaf that's on that. And that, instead of being drooped, you come out as standing tall. It got its nutrients from the main branch. And Jesus lets us know that's how we live. Because we are part of Jesus. He's the branch and we're part of him. He is holy. The branches are holy. Amen. If the vine is holy, the branches are holy. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. And we're up in the vine. Amen. We're the branches. And Jesus is holy, and he makes us holy. And because he's holy, and the tree is holy, we produce holy fruit. We just holy people. Amen. We do what's right. We suffer the wrong, right? We suffer wrong for doing right. Can I get an amen? If you have it, keep on living. Amen, because we have an enemy, the devil. All right, so as we look at this passage here, that we have a new way of doing things, and that 23rd verse again says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The new man has been created in the likeness of God. God is holy. God said in his word, be ye holy, for I am holy. The new man is holy. The new man is righteous because we have been created in righteousness and holiness after God. We're children of God. That's why God says that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Because you can't be an heir of God unless you're holy. If you're a sinner, you're not in God's family. If you're obeying the devil, you're the devil's child. Amen. You can't obey God and the devil. The devil tells you that, but the devil is a liar. I can't emphasize enough that the devil is a liar. How do you know the devil is lying? Get in the Word of God. Because in the Word of God, we have truth. The Bible says you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You don't get salt water and fresh water out of the same fountain. God does not occupy us with the devil. Before God comes in, he cleanses the devil out of us. And he occupies the temple. Can I get an amen? Thank God for his word. We got to remember that. Yes, you're going to be tempted by the devil. Yes, you will be tempted by the things you used to do. But I'm glad to know that we have power over those things. We have Holy Ghost power. We have the power of God in us. And we can resist the devil. And we resist the devil by doing what God says. New mind. My new mind. Created like God. Righteousness and holiness. Let's look at Colossians. Let's go back to the third chapter. I want us to look at verse 10. And have put on the new mind, new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. The new man, the person who is saved, the person who is born again. He said, the new man which is renewed in knowledge, God gives us some heavenly wisdom and knowledge now. After the image of him that created him, we're made like God in the likeness. We're made in the likeness. Be ye holy, for I am holy. God makes us holy. And because God is righteous, he made us righteous. We're like Jesus, saints. We're like him in obedience to God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
The key words is in obedience. Jesus always obeyed the Father. Let me tell you something, and I know you know it, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The life that I live and you live, if we're holy, it's not us. It's not me. is Christ. It's Christ who lives in us. The life I live is not I, but it's Christ. And since it's Christ in us, the Bible lets us know that our steps are ordered by the Lord. We no longer do what we want to do. We do what the Word of God says. And remember, as I often remind you, when Jesus comes to live in us, he's going to continue to always obey God. And it causes us to always obey God because we are bought with a price and we have to glorify God. You can't have Jesus in your life and walk a sinful life. The Bible says if you sin, you have the devil. If you're sinning, the devil is your father. But when God saves us, he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness is sin. He takes sin out of your life. And he renews your mind and lets you know that you are a new creature. You're a new creature. And I thank God for being new. We're made in the likeness of God. God is the one that saved us. We didn't save ourselves. We didn't decide how we're going to be. God did. And God wanted us to be like he is, holy. And God is requiring that we live like Jesus lived when he walked the earth. He always obeyed the Father. Thank God for his word. Created like God. We're created in God's likeness. All right, let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Listen as the word of God speaks to our hearts. Verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. All right? Look at what God is telling us. For we were sometimes darkness. Evil, sometimes in sin. But that's past tense if you're risen with Christ. You're no longer that person. You're no longer evil. You're no longer living a sinful life. If you've been born again, truly born again, born from above, let me say it like that. But now are ye light in the Lord. He called us out of darkness into his light. He called us out of sin into holiness. Oh, I thank God. But now are ye light in the Lord. Then it says, walk as children of light. In other words, we have to behave like it. My behavior should betray a child, a person that is following Jesus. My behavior, my words, the way I treat people, the way I talk to folks, amen, the way I work on my job, the way I am in my neighborhood, the way I treat my siblings, the way I honor father and mother, even though we sometimes say that, yeah, they didn't do anything for me. The Bible says honor them. They did something for you. They brought you into this world. That's what they did. And even though they didn't do what they should have done, God says, honor them. Because now you can't be like them if you're a child of God. The Bible teaches us now, since we are children of God, the Bible says that you got to forgive them. And some folks don't want to forgive. But let me tell you, if you don't want to forgive, you sure won't go to heaven. Because God said, if you don't forgive, he won't forgive. And if your sins are not forgiven, that means you're going to have to stand before God and answer for your sin. We can't make people do right, but we surely can do right because we have the Holy Ghost in us. So we got to live as children of God, as saints, as born-again Christians, on folks who are on their way to heaven. Of folks who know they're saved, are glad they're saved, and they know they're saved. We're children of light. Children of light mean we're God's children. Because God is light. Amen. I thank God. See, look what it says in verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness. When God's Holy Ghost is in you, we do good. All goodness. We don't compromise. We don't let the devil tell us, yeah, you go and fix it, and then you can ask God to forgive you. No. We do what's right. Folks might laugh at you, say, you're a doormat. Folks just run all over you. They don't know that God is taking care of us. They don't understand that God wants us to be a light in this world. Let them see that when you have the power of the Holy Ghost in you, you can take some things. Some folks might have known you when you were in the devil's camp, but now that you're in God's camp, they are amazed at what you were taking now that when you were in the devil's camp, you wouldn't take. But God changed you. He gave you a new mind. Amen. And we live by God's word, where God teaches us vengeance is his, and he said he would repay. And one thing about God, he doesn't forget. Doesn't forget. And we don't have to keep looking at them waiting for something to happen to them. Just go on and live right. Amen. Thank God that he fights for you. Amen. So we got to say, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. We are people of truth. God is the God of truth. And if God's Spirit is in us, we live by truth. We speak truth. We act truth. Amen. Because folks can act a lie. Oh, yeah, they can. Hate somebody and look them in the face. I just love you so much. That's the devil in you. Because God says, speak the truth every man to his neighbor. And he says, let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. The folks said, the old folks used to say, if you can't say something good about somebody, don't say anything at all. Can I get an amen? Because remember, the words you speak, they're going to judge you. They're going to judge you. And remember that you can grin in their face, but God sees your heart. And let me tell you something else. If you're dealing with a child of God who's saved, they know that it ain't right either. They can tell things are not right, but they don't dwell on it. They're just going on and pray for you. Pray that God will save you. That's what you need. If you're telling lies, you need to be saved. Because the Bible is very specific about that. The liars will not tarry in God's sight. Liars will have their part in the lake that burned with fire and brimstone. And what's so interesting about that is, you can see the average sinner, and they will lie at the drop of a hat. And they don't even consider that as being serious. They tell lie on top of lies on top of lies, and they lie on lie. And they still, it's not bothering. That's just their way of life. They need to know what God says about lying. As I told y'all not so long ago, there are folks out in the cemetery because somebody told a lie. Some folks went to the electric chair because somebody told a lie. Somebody was tarred and feathered years ago because somebody told a lie. Amen. Some people right now in jail, spent 30, 40 years in jail, and come to find out they were not guilty, just like they said, but somebody lied on them. That's why lying is so serious. And the world takes it lightly. But God says you will not tarry in his sight, and you're going to the lake that burned with fire and brimstone. That's why the world needs Jesus. Because you can't stop lying unless you have Jesus. He will cleanse you from all sins so that you can have the fruit of the Spirit, which is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Proving, verse 10, what is acceptable unto the Lord. Demonstrating, showing the world that you can live a holy life in this evil world because that's what is acceptable to God, that you be holy as he is holy. And God has so fixed it that we have a new mind. My new mind. And with my new mind, I can do those things that's pleasing to God. Will everyone please stand? Everyone please stand. Thank God for his word. Perhaps there's someone desire prayer. Someone need prayer. Why don't you come to Jesus? Don't worry about folks. It's between you and the Lord. And those of us standing here, we don't know why in the world you're at the altar, because we don't know.